You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we're just so blessed and honored to be here again. Another opportunity to share the gospel. We just thank God for another day. God is so good, y'all. He's better than that. So we have to be grateful every day that we're allowed here to just tell somebody about Jesus, to another day to witness and to be a testimony, you know, because there's no testimony without a test. And so in our trials and tribulations, and we're going to go through, it's not if, but when. And we're going to go through trials and tribulation, but we have to give God the glory. Because he say, in this world, you will have trials and you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer, because I've already overcome the world. So everything we're going through, Jesus has already made a way for us to escape. He's already made a way for us to escape every temptation, every persecution, every attack of the enemy. And we have the shield of faith. We have the shield of faith. But when them fiery darts are coming from the enemy. But as we're going through, and I've learned this over the years, that what we're going through is not about us. It's all about Jesus and how he brings us through and how we're able to witness to others and help them come through. Those that are in the storm, those that just come out of the storm, and those that are headed into the storm. So storms are a part of life, but it's how you go through. And we're going to go through. Long as we're in Christ, we're going through. He'll give us the strength, and he'll guide us with his Holy Spirit through those storms. And so we need to be encouraged this morning. And if you don't know him, you need to get to know him. You need to receive him, and you need to form a relationship with him. So when you're going through, you're not alone. Even if you don't feel him, even if you don't see him, he's still there. And you're being tested. You're being tested. The teacher don't do no talking when you're being tested. So you have to pass the test, but you got to know him. You got to receive him, and you got to walk by faith. We can't go by what we see and what we hear. We have to walk by faith, and that's the reason he's had me on faith for several years now. And I can't shake it, and I don't want to shake it, because I know in these times that we're in now, we must have faith, and we must be born again. And that's the only way we're going to survive, is that we have faith in Jesus Christ, and we're trusting in him. We're putting him first. And every other thing that we're seeking, every other thing that we're needing, he's going to provide for us. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just come right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify Jesus. We lift him up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's no other name that's under heaven where man might be saved. But in the name of Jesus, every knee is going to have to bow one day. And every tongue is going to have to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Father, we just come right now just thanking you for another day. Lord, we know that you didn't have to do it, but you did. You allowed us to wake up this morning. You allowed us to be clothed in our right mind. You allowed us to carry on this journey. Lord, and it is a journey. It is a marathon, Lord. It's not a quick, swift thing. No. It's a journey. And Lord, we have to walk by faith. And we just thank you right now that you encourage our hearts, Lord God. That you strengthen us where we're weak, that you build us up where we're torn down, Lord. Forgive us for all of our sins, Lord, though they be many, and meet our greatest need to have a more intimate, more close, personal relationship with your son, Jesus. Lord, he died for us on that cross for our sins. Lord, and we're so grateful that he's given us chance after chance. Lord, let us receive that precious gift on today if we don't know him as our Lord and Savior. Lord, we don't take it for granted. We're living in perilous times, Lord, and there's no other way we can make it without you. Lord, if you don't do it, it won't be done. Lord, we just lift up to you those that are bereaved this morning, those that have lost loved ones, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Give them peace, Lord. Give them peace. Comfort them, Lord. Send the Holy Spirit to comfort them. Let them know that if they died in you, Lord Jesus, they are with you. And to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, if you die in Christ. So, Lord, all those that don't know you, draw them right now by your Spirit, Lord God. Let these words permeate the hearts, the fertile soils of their heart, Lord, and let them come saying, I yield. I yield. I can't hold out any longer. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, we just touch them this morning, Lord. Those that are on their beds of affliction, Lord God, pour out your healing virtue this morning, Lord God. Oh, they've been to every physician in the land, Lord, that they're like the woman with the spirit of infirmity that had been bleeding for 12 years, Lord, Lord. Touch right now, Lord God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that if you don't do it, it can't be done, Lord. We thank you right now for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paracletus that you left with us. Lord God, we just thank you because we don't have the strength to do it, but we thank you for your supernatural strength. The Holy Spirit, Lord God, we bless you for the Holy Spirit right now. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the technicians and the owners of this radio station, Lord God. Continue to give them provision for the vision, Lord God. Continue to anoint and bless them, Lord God, and strengthen them, Father God, that they can carry out this mission, the plan and purpose you have for this ministry, Lord God. All the men and women who come through preaching and teaching and singing your songs, Lord God, oh, continue to anoint them, Lord God. Continue to give them provision for the vision that you've given them, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Oh, encourage their hearts, Lord. Sometimes it get a little rough on this journey, Lord God, but we know that we're walking by faith. Build them up in their most holy faith, Lord God, as they pray in the spirit, Lord God. We just thank you. We just thank you and we glorify you. Lord, just have your way, Lord God. Let this word go forth with power and simplicity. Let them hear none of me, but all of you, Lord God. It's all about you, Jesus, and nothing else matters. It's all about you. And we're seeking you this morning. We're seeking you. Lord, let those with an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church this morning, Lord God, because we are the church. We are your bride. We are your body. Lord God, speak this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. I just felt that. I felt that the Lord has really been tugging on my heart about this faith walk because it's impossible to please God without faith. And we must have faith. Sometimes the road get a little rough and we see how things are crumbling all around us in this world system, in the government, and the immorality and just things are chaotic. But God is still in control. He's never caught unaware. And everything that's going on must happen as prophecy is being fulfilled. And so we have to just line up with the word and we have to meditate on this word and we have to stay in this word and just give it to Jesus. I mean, he's the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that can fix it. And we must put our trust in him. We can't trust in man's wisdom and his doctrine. We have to trust in the word of God. We have to trust in the promises that God has given us in his word. And they are yes and amen. And his word will not fail. Everything else, heaven and earth, everything else will pass, will fail. But his word will stand forever. And so we have to be mindful to take the time to get in the word and to build a relationship with Jesus. Because when we call on him, when we need him, he needs to know our voice. And the only way he's going to know our voice is if we've been spending time with him. We can't wait till we get in trouble and then want to call on the Lord. I mean, we got to call on him in the good times and the bad times. But we have to have a relationship with him. We're not just doing a drive-by, but we're in relationship. We're not having an affair, but we're in relationship. We are the bride. We are married to Christ. So we have to be in relationship with him. And we have to spend time with him. This morning, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 2. And I'm going to read 4 or 5 verses. And I'm reading from the King James Version. It reads as thus. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen, amen. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came, and that brethren is a term of endearment. Brethren, and it speaks to men and women. It speaks to the assembly and the body of Christ, the church. We are the bride, and he's greeting them as he often do in his affectionate and tender style. And when I came unto you, when I first came to Corinth, when I first came to preach the gospel to you, when I first came to introduce you to Jesus Christ, I didn't come with excellency of speech. I didn't come with these great swelling words trying to seduce you with my words. But I came with the grace of God. I came being led by the Holy Spirit. And I didn't come trying to seduce you, but I came with the gospel. The gospel is the power to save all by itself. The gospel, the word of God. I didn't come with my words. I didn't come with my philosophy and my reasoning. No, I didn't come with that a man's doctrine and what man think, man's commentary. I came with the word of God, and my speech isn't all of that, because my speech was not my words. My speech was not my words, and I'm not all of that. But Jesus Christ, I come declaring unto you the testimony. The gospel is the testimony of Jesus. I came with the testimony of Jesus. I came with the words of God, the words that are written, that is our guide, that is our comfort, that is our roadmap to heaven. And this is the way that we build a relationship with the Lord, because Jesus is the Word. And the Word is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. So everything rests on the Word. Everything rests on Jesus from the front of the Bible to the back of the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation is all the testimony of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that came and saved us. He's the one that gave us another chance. He's the one that reconciled us, made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's all in Christ. Everything is in Christ. And that's why I said in the beginning that we must be in Christ. It's not what we think or how we feel about something. It's all about what his word says. And this is our spiritual food. This feeds our spirit man and our spirit woman. This is the food for the spirit, The same way we eat food for the natural body, this earth suit, we have to feed our spirit, man, with the word of God. And we have to spend time with him. For I am determined not to know anything. All of what I know is nothing. And Paul was educated. Paul was educated. He could have knew a little something in all his teaching and all his studies and all his degrees. But Paul said that I am determined. I am persuaded. My mind is made up. My mind is made up. I have a great resolve in my heart. I have a great resolve, for I am determined. A deliberate purpose. I am deliberate, not by accident, not by chance. I have made Christ the head of my life. I am determined. My heart is fixed and my mind is made up. I don't know anything. I'm not preaching anything. I'm not speaking on anything because I don't have what it takes, but Jesus does. And it's not by my strength and not my intelligence. I'm finite, but he's an infinite God. He knows all. He's omnipotent. He has all power. He's omniscient. He has all knowledge. And he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. So I am determined. I don't know anything except for Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. I don't know nothing else but this, that he died for me. When I was dead in sin, he made me alive in him. The precious gift of salvation. That we can live for him. He died for us that we could live for him. I made up my, have you made up your mind this morning? Or are you tossed to and fro? Are you double-minded? Because if you are, you can't expect to receive anything from Christ. You have to have a made-up mind. And come hell or high water, I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to stand on this firm foundation. This is a firm foundation that the apostles helped lay. The prophets and the pastors and the evangelists and the teachers, the fivefold. This is a firm foundation through the word of God, through the teaching of the word, through a lifestyle. I made up my mind that I'm going to live for Christ. He died for me. So I don't care what comes to rock my world. I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. The most high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on. I don't care. I'm pressing on. I'm forgetting those things behind me. But I'm pressing on. And we all have a story to tell. We've all been through something. We're all going through something. Are we heading into something? But Christ is that solid foundation. He's our anchor. The psalmist say that there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving us away. So we have to make sure that our anchor is in Jesus and our anchor holds because the storms are coming. We're going to see some more storms. We're going to see a lot of storms before Jesus comes, if he tarries. But Jesus Christ is our anchor. So we have to be determined. We have to have a made up mind that my heart is fixed. My mind is made up. I am determined that I don't know anything. My little education is nothing save Jesus Christ because we're continually learning. We're continually growing In spiritual maturation, we're being matured spiritually because we are spirit beings having a natural experience. We are spirit first. We're spirit first. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. I was with you in weakness because I'm frail in this human body. I'm weak. I have infirmities. Huh? I have infirmities. But the spirit makes me strong. My weakness, huh? My weakness. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. When I'm weak, he is strong. So it's not, Paul was saying, I was weak. I couldn't do it on my own. I'm frail. My education is limited. I don't know nothing but what the word of God says. And that's my strength. Huh? The strength of the Lord. Yeah. The strength of the Lord. I need the strength. That's my joy. Because I'm made strong in him, his Holy Spirit. And I was in fear because I got enemies all around me. Because this gospel is being preached and somebody don't want to hear. Somebody is being condemned in their works. There was a temple of Aphrodite in Corinth. And, you know, they was doing all kind of stuff. The church in Corinth had gifts of the Spirit. They were a powerful church. But they got the big head. They got the big head. And a lot of them were still drifting and had one foot in, one foot out. And so this is a pastor, a shepherd, dealing with the sheep. And he's letting them know that this gospel is not dependent on man's wisdom or man's strength for it to be carried out. The gospel can stand all by itself. And it's in the Spirit of God, that this gospel is preached. Not in my strength, because I'm weak, but he is strong. And he's given me a comforter. He's given me the Holy Spirit to strengthen me and to carry me through, because I can't do it in my strength. I can't walk by faith in some of the trials I go through. But with the help of the Holy Ghost, I can keep putting one foot in front of the other, because we walk one step at a time. It's a journey. It's not given to the swift, huh? You can't run real fast because you ain't gonna run real long. But you stepping, you walking, you're taking steps by faith. And the Holy Spirit is strengthening you. The Holy Spirit is teaching you, bringing to your remembrance, confident you, guiding you. You know, the Holy Spirit, we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. So this is what, and Paul is trembling. He's trembling under the weight of the gospel, huh? That it will be delivered in a fashion that the folk will receive it, and it will penetrate their hearts, and the seeds will germinate and come to life. So he's trembling with the weight of this gospel, the weight of this message, you know, and he's letting them know, look, I'm depending on the Holy Spirit, on the Spirit of God, because I can't do it. I can't do it. I would fail. But every preacher, every believer that carries the gospel message, even when God give you a word, you carrying that word and you're trembling because it's not in your strength, but it's in his strength. And we want to make sure that we deliver the word, because we don't want to add to or take away. So there's a burden, there's a trembling, and there's a holy reverence. There's a holy reverence for this treasure that we carry, in this earthen vessel. We carry the treasure of the Holy Spirit, and we carry the treasure of the gospel, this word that is able to save. Huh? It's able to save. The engrafted word of God is able to save man's soul. The word can do it all by itself. The gospel, just preach the gospel. Just give them the word. It'll do the work. One plants, one waters, but God brings the increase. And so, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but demonstration of power. And folk were being converted. It was a demonstration of power, huh? Signs and wonders, but it was all the Holy Spirit. And the gospel opened it up. Opened it up like a flower. Like a flower, a bud blooms. The gospel, when the gospel is preached and the Holy Spirit moves, the Holy Spirit moves, man's heart will be touched. Huh? The chief, Paul say, I was the chiefest of sinners. But God, one touch from the Lord would change the chiefest of sinners, the worst of sinners. I've done some ungodly things, but an encounter with Jesus, when that word go forth, it's able to change that stony heart to a heart of flesh that is pliable, that is usable, that can be used by God. Just think about it. You know some people that were real, real worldly. I mean, they were evil, but they've been changed. And that's what the gospel does. The gospel is able to go in there and break up that ground, that hard, fallow ground. It break it up, and it's able to sandpaper the rough, the smooth off the rough edges on us, our vices and superfluities of this world. The gospel is amazing. The gospel is Jesus. So that's Jesus going forth, and he used us as these vessels, these earthen vessels, with this treasure in it. And the gospel would do it all by himself. It's not in man's wisdom, his doctrine, enticing words, swelling words. Huh? And see, the Greeks love their great orators. You know, they come with these swelling, enticing words, these swole up words. But when you're talking over people's head, you're not doing anything. The gospel should be simple. The gospel should be simple, and you don't need to add to it. You don't need to take away. Just give it to them just like it is, with no chaser. Straight up, get the unadulterated word of God is able to do it all by itself. And that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, huh? But in the power of God. It's all about the power of God. The Holy Ghost does it. All the work. The Holy Ghost give us the strength. The Holy Ghost will speak for us. But we just have to yield and say, not my will, but thy will. Speak through me, Holy Ghost. Bring to my remembrance every word that God has said. And the Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. And because it's not in our strength. We are weak, but he is strong. And so we have to depend on the Lord. No matter what you do, put your faith and your trust in the Lord, not in man's wisdom, but let it line up with the word. Trust in it. And until next time, keep the faith. We love you. We're praying for you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. Declaration, we stand with Israel, for God will not be mocked. Amen. For such a time as this, Isaiah 59 says, when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard. The biblical meaning of standard is a war flag.